No, Minister for State for the Office of Public Works in Kerry is in Kerry today to officially open the Cleevera Flood Relief Scheme. And that is going on in Listowel today. He'll also be visiting a number of different areas. Now, before we talk a bit more about this, we're going to be hearing from Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly. Here's a report by Radio Kerry's Siobhan Brosnan from last November from Killacrim in Listowel. She spoke to people whose homes were ruined by the unprecedented level of flooding.
All of these houses here are devastated. We've spent the last 24 hours ripping out floors, taking out every stitch of clothes, There's a woman across the road, she's a widow. Her wedding photos were floating around in the black, dirty, rotten, sewage-filled water. Across the road here, they have an elderly dependent in this house, so they spent all of yesterday clearing that, and her own house is sitting in foul water, and they're starting it today. There's a very young family in a mobile home at the back there, and theirs is just like cardboard, in wet cardboard. So it's just been unbelievably devastating. We just spent all morning, and there's a couple in their 70s back there. We just pulled out all of their belongings, again, everything going back to their children's school days, right through to their china cups, everything. So it's just ruined all of their clothes, everything.
That's terrible.
Yeah, there you go. That's just an insight into the level of devastation this time last year. With me in the line to talk about this is Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to all your listeners.
What can you tell us about what's happening today, the opening of this flood relief scheme that will hopefully go a long way to prevent flooding in the future?
Absolutely, Jerry. And look, the little time I have, and as I speak, the minister is actually giving a presentation on the full flood relief scheme that's identified for Listowel. But today is a great day for the parish, as the men say. It's a combination of, and look, you gave the insight, Jerry, of the devastation that the flood events in Listowel has had on families and businesses. And you know, as I said, from the last storm, that Storm Bert, that did a whole lot of damage in November for the people in the Killacrim and the down the paddocks and the meadows and areas like that. You know, this is, I suppose, really what's happening today is accumulation of those events. We've had seven serious flood events in the Listowel area. A lot of the columns that rose from those flood events was coming down the Cleaver section area of heading on the Bedanford Road. So today, the Minister Moran is here to open these. It's an attenuation tank that holds the flooding event when it happens. Because as yeah. history has told us on the Cleaver Road area, that when the complete floods hit, it hit the Bedanford Road. But then it travelled to the Ballybunion Road, and it destroyed families, and that was one of the main sources of severe flooding in the store of the last in the seven events. And I'm just so glad and delighted today that it's officially opened, it's officially commissioned, and it will secure, I suppose, really the threat of flooding for these families. And it's a wonderful day, and just so proud of the effort that I suppose but all the other councillors in the Listowel MD that really pushed for this. We might have been very, very vocal, but I don't mind and I don't care. But it's only the start of the walk story. But it's a wonderful day for the families in the Listowel area.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the shorter term immediate works that have done, and Kerry County Council, mm-hmm. I know, concluded that the project here, it didn't require an EIA, an environmental impact assessment, mm-hmm. not likely to have significant effect on the environment, which enabled it to be mm-hmm. done much quicker than the wider project. But that's going to take a considerable, extra length of time, isn't it? The wider flood relief scheme for Listowel?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the minor flood relief works we did, they were under the scope of environmental assessments. So we got under that scope, thankfully, and we drew down the money, and we got the money, and works have been done. On the bigger scale, on the full flood mitigation, it's going to take a lot of time, let's be honest with you. But the works that have been commenced today, and we're opening it, but also the works on the Killacrim area, and also on down on the Ball Alley area of the Listowel Town Park. these are works that are ongoing, and they fill that scope. So the works that we have done will hopefully will deter any serious flood event that's going to hit us in the next, hopefully 2 to 3 years before we can get a full flood relief scheme identified. It is identified,
yeah,
but to get over all the obstacles of
get it going,
and environment yeah. impacts and all that, to get it going. And Jerry, can I look?
And look, yeah, go on, yeah.
Go on, all you're good, yeah.
No, just a question here from listener. You're not an engineer, right? You're not working directly in the project. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have an answer on this, but a listener says, can you ask, the OPW are at Killacrim at the moment. They're mm-hmm. there with plenty of machinery doing works, but they don't seem to be rising the banks of the River Feel at all or on Fanoog Bridge. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, again, the works that were identified by the OPW and Maliki Welsh, who are the consultants on site, The works that was the half million works when Minister Morton brought it down to us the last time in September, when the works started, I suppose, really the week of the list of all races before it, the banks and the levels that were risen were brought back to the prehistoric times of a pre 150 year flood event. Now that's what list all hit
yeah.
last November when that freak flood came in, with there was snow. Hard, and it was a perfect
storm melt and excessive rain at the same time.
Excessive rain.
Yeah.
But the banks were not. The banks had been reduced to protect a one in 150 year flood event. So the works that they're doing, it's professional. It's we're taking their word that this will prevent the next 150 year flood event. And also look again, the yeah. works today, the works today will prevent flooding. You know, it's a combination of where it falls and where it goes to. And this will prevent any future flooding in that area and onto yeah. the Ballybun and Ward area where families were destroyed. And if I can look, it's much needed relief to the community, Jerry. And look, and yeah. and this will have a lasting effect on our town and our community. But just the one family
yeah.
that
undoubtedly the it is. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah
sorry, you were saying the McElligots.
I just want to go back to one McElligot family, the late John Joe McElligot. He was airlifted out of his house 3 times, and you know, and he was very close to me. And this was one voice that I wasn't let go of until his wife is, Maura still is living at home, and now she can live without the fear or threat of flooding. So it's a fantastic news story, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. From that point of view, on the wider context, and this, as you said, this came in under environmental assessment. They didn't have to have one done, so it enabled to be done mm-hmm. relatively quicker. I'm not trying to, at any stage, denigrate or try and tear down or take away what needs to be done environmentally, mm-hmm. especially when you're dealing with hydrology and water and habitats. I understand these projects are complex engineering projects which have to take into account environmental assessments as well. But on wider flood, like you're at the starting point really now of the Listowel Flood Relief Scheme. There's Tralee mm-hmm. Flood Relief Scheme and Kenmare Flood Relief Scheme also in the works. But on both those projects, and I was trying to get this answer from the OPW, Kenmare Flood Relief Scheme started in, I think it was September of 2022. They're still mm-hmm. on stage one, 3 years later, more than 3 years later. By the time they finish, it'll be December 2031. In Tralee, they started in 2021 with the flood relief scheme. It won't be done until 2032. Do these things mm-hmm. really have to take a decade to be done? Or is that give credence to the criticism of the way things are done by the state here, that they take far too long to deliver infrastructure? This government is taking far too long to deliver key infrastructure. Notwithstanding what I said about, you know, no one wants it done in 6 months because you need a proper job done, but 10 years, really?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, even on the sea farms where they identify the floodplains and whatever, that's a 5-stage development, Jerry. And obviously, to knock off one stage at a time, you know, could take 6 months, it could take a year. And those 5 stages are pretty prevalent or relevant to going forward and to securing funding. Because if you don't tick all the boxes here, then environmental, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. And I know you're going to blame bureaucracy and all that and different departments and stuff like that. We see the Knockanur or the Fildarry Bridge at the moment. You know, liability is going to come down here. Is it the OPW? Is it Kerry County Council? Is it the Department of Finance or Transport that eventually will pay for this job to be done? So you know, finding solutions to flood events. We've got minor solutions. We've got the minor work.
But nobody's saying they're easy. Nobody's saying it's easy. No. But at the same time, like 3.5 years for development and design of Kinmare flood release scheme. Should it be allowed to take that long?
Yeah.
Like, does it not at least need to be looked at to say, look, can we not deliver it in 5 years rather than 10 or 7 years rather than 10? Okay, sorry. I think we've lost connection with Senator Mike Kennelly there in relation to that. Look, if you have a view in a wider scheme, get in touch. It is good news today. It is good news they're able to deliver this level of flooding protection for Clevera and the works in Killicream as quickly as they did. The wider question is one, I suppose, for the minister as well and for how we do things as a state, how long it takes. And like I said, I'm not saying it's easy done. I'm not saying it's important to get these things right and plan them out properly and protect the environment when you're doing them, because you're dealing with all sorts of different hard engineering, soft engineering, the nature side of it, European regulations, the protection of habitats and all that. So no one's saying it's an easy fix, but a decade just seems like an incredibly long amount of time to get a project of these sizes over the line. If you have a view on that side of it, get in touch with us on the programme. We want to hear from you. We'll try and re-establish connection with Mike and Lane if we can. But if you have a view, and you'll hear more from the opening of the Clevera flood relief works today on Kerry Today, so keep it coming, keep your comments coming into us on that. If you're affected by flooding in your area, if you have a view on that wider debate, we'd love to hear from you on the programme on 0667123666. Listowel caller gets in touch and says, Alexna caller indeed gets in touch and says they could be spending whatever amount of money they like on the mouth of the Cashin, on flood relief works, but the mouth of the Cashin needs to be cleaned in order to let the water out. There's still a clump of a tree in the middle of the river Feel. If you look over the bridge into the town of Listowel a year after the flooding, have they any cop on at all? And Jerry, the OPW and Kerry County Council, forget about the Cashin where the water flows out. The people of the Cashin area are forgotten again. Well, that just goes to exactly what I was talking about in relation to environmental assessment. It's easy to say dredge a river and it'll all be grand, but what does that do to the habitats in the river and the salmon and the trout that are declining in numbers and the other mammals that use it as their livelihood? You can't just ignore all that and go back to the way we did things in the 1950s and expect that to be the answer either. But I think the other thing is you don't spend 10 years at it either. I think we have Senator Mike Kennelly with us on the line. Are you there?
I am indeed, Jerry. Sorry about that.
Just on that wider question of the length of time it takes to deliver on these projects.
Absolutely. And again, look, I've had time to reflect on this. The fact that, the flood events across the country over the last 3, 4 years, 5 years, no corner of the country here is denied access to flood events.
Is untouched by it. Rainfall is increasing year on year, up 5%
absolutely,
over the last 15 years. The levels of it, the intensity as well, is also increasing. So we're dealing with a new climate to an extent.
We are indeed. And there is a surgence on this. And since I went up to the Senate representing Kerry, Minister Morden, if he hasn't been on the air yet, I have asked, look, the bureaucracy, and you can blame the slowness in the councils and the departments and drawing down the funding, but I need really to speed up the works involved in this. I've seen the fear in the people's eyes when after a flood event, that if something isn't done pretty fast, then look, it's causing a lot of distress. But the minor flood reliefs, they are, I suppose, really a small stepping stone to the bigger picture, which is the bigger full flood relief scheme. And you mentioned Kinmare, and it's very disappointing that you mentioned 2031 there before a shovel is put down there. And you mentioned Tralee, Abbey Dhoney also as well. So, look, I have an urgency on this and to get the full flood relief schemes, to get them funded. And the National Development Plan has given the Minister's Department plenty of adequate funding to secure the future of the areas without flooding, and that's he will tell you himself that's what he's working towards, and he has promised that he's going to expedite the whole process up, Jerry, and hopefully Kinmare will be in operation before 2031. So will Tralee, and why I'm here, so will this all again, Tira.
Okay. All right, Mike Kennelly, we'll leave it there. That's Senator Mike Kennelly of Fine Gael. If you have a view on what he had to say, that's at the opening of the Clevera flood works that have been carried out over the last couple of months.